From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Hail and driving rain hampered relief efforts in Pakistan today. An estimated 35,000 are dead after this weekend's huge earthquake. Relief workers are still searching for survivors and pressing to get food and help to hard-hit regions cut off by Saturday's quake.
U.S. military helicopters helped transport the many thousands of injured. President Bush has pledged $20 million in aid. Paul Watson is South Asia Bureau Chief for the Los Angeles Times, and he spent the day visiting some of the devastated cities.
In the city of Mansero, the district hospital was badly damaged, but it's a frontline treatment center for people being taken out of an even worse hit city nearby. And it's an astounding scene in this district hospital. They've had to set up tents. There are wounded everywhere. We were told by a surgeon that in the 3 days since the quake, they've handled 8,000 injured people in this one hospital alone.
And what kind of treatment did most of these people typically require?
They're suffering horrific wounds. He described compound fractures, open fractures, and he told us about several girls who he had treated who had been rescued as late as today from one of the schools in Balakot. Most of them had fractured hips that were so badly injured when concrete slabs and such fell on them that gangrene had set in. So he said the best they could do was to try to control their pain and ship them out for what he said will certainly be surgery to amputate limbs, because their lives can only be saved if they do so.
Many, many, many amputations you're talking about.
That's what he's describing. And when you stand in the mud of this hospital compound, every minute or so, stretcher bearers come through with wood-framed cots. They're strung with jute rope, and the patients are lying on them. They're children, they're elderly, they're men and women, and they all have open wounds, bad fractures. I watched as one girl was writhing in pain inside a preparation room, and her father was doing his best to console her, but she had bad fractures, and they were putting an intravenous tube into her to prepare her for surgery in a mobile unit.
When you speak of standing in the mud near the hospital, the mud it figures here today because I gather it was raining rather heavily.
It was, and the first Pakistani relief trucks had arrived, and they were so pressed by desperate people that they were stopping every once in a while and tossing things out the back and then driving off when the crowd got too big. Well, as this scene was unfolding, the sky turned almost to night in the middle of the afternoon. It was so dark. And this torrent came down, forcing thousands of people to flee for cover. And the only place they could go to were to buildings that are dangerously unstable because walls were cracked in this quake. So people really are running out of places to turn.
And we are in Ramadan right now. And I wonder how that seems to affect, if at all, what's happening in this very Muslim part of the world.
I spoke to some people who were clearing rubble at a small private school in Muzaffarabad, and I spoke to the owner who told me about how his wife and their five-year-old son died in the ruins of the school. His wife was hit by a falling beam and killed instantly. Their five-year-old son buried. When I asked him that question, he said that he was a Muslim of very strong faith. He was fasting as required from dawn to sunset, and he said that he was weaker as a result of it, but that God would give him strength to go on no matter what.
Well, Paul Watson, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you for having me.
It's Paul Watson in Islamabad, Pakistan. He is the South Asia Bureau Chief for the Los Angeles Times.